Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States, and for my friends listening in their spacecraft off-planet in the Milky Way galaxy. During the first hour, I interviewed Robbie Holtz, a fantastic, really interesting lady who uses Aboriginal healing techniques to heal people. I just invited her, and she's coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. So that'll be in Olympia, Washington, and the first day is free, and the rest of the weekend is $197. And I feel very fortunate today to have on as my guest Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Mira Januar. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Medical doctor from Canada. They'll be talking about the use of Hado machines. Now, Hado means vibration in Japanese, and the theory of Hado machines is that everyone has a correct vibration, and if you have a spiritual or a physical problem, what's needed is to correct that vibration to the correct level so that you can help heal yourself. Before we start with our guests, I'd like to mention briefly that there's a wonderful mind-body-spirit event coming starting today, actually, May 6th, 7th, and 8th, here in the Seattle area. The address is at Cascade Plaza at 1209 Central Avenue South in Kent at 98032. It's a fantastic event. You'll be having some really interesting people there, a gentleman named Guy Finley, the acclaimed author of The Secret of Letting Go for Healing, Susan Mathis McQueen, the author of Four Seasons of and 4 Weeks Awakening to the Power, Wisdom, and Beauty in Every Woman, Brenda Michaels, the author of The Gift of Cancer, Miraculous Journey to Healing, and there's also meditation called Aji Hadari, who will also be coming there to give some meditation, a free meditation workshop. So if you can go, this is a fantastic opportunity to meet some wonderful healers, and I sure hope you can go. That's in Kent, Washington again. That's at 1209 Central Avenue South in Kent, 98032. That starts this afternoon or after the show, about 5 p.m. It will continue on from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And with that, I'd like to go to my wonderful guest, Michiko Hayashi, in Tokyo, Japan, and Dr. Mir. Michiko, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Thank you so much for inviting us today.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. And Mira, I'm so glad you're here, too.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Ted.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Eric, can we hear Mira okay? He's coming in. It's all right. Yeah, if you could try to speak up, Mira, because the connection's not the greatest. But anyway, Mira's in the Toronto, Canada area, and He has Hado machines, which he uses to help heal people. And that's why I wanted to bring you both on today, because Michiko, you'll be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. And of course, you'll be giving a presentation of Dr. Emoto's work and how Hado works. And also, too, there will be a demonstration of the Hado machines on Sunday, June 12th, which for many people is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see how these machines work. Also, too, you'll be able to purchase them as well if you're interested. But with that, I'd like to start it off with Michiko. Michiko, hi. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you. Very early in the morning, but I'm trying to wake up with a cup of coffee now.
Good. Wonderful. Well, Michi, you know, I want to thank you. I'm always asking people to send you and your wonderful organization, the Emoto Office, lots of love and light, and especially to Fukushima, because you do some wonderful work with children's books.
Well, thank you so much for doing that, and we truly, deeply appreciate you for mentioning about it and asking for everyone to help Fukushima and Japan. And thank you so much. It's been really helping. I know that it helps so much, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Michi. Well, we're all light workers on the same page trying to make this planet a better place. And, you know, as I said that about you, this entire studio lit up in this beautiful white light now. They always let me know they're here, and they're here.
So wonderful.
I don't know if you heard the first hour, but yesterday I talked about there was that Nitta Shrine that we visited.
Nitta Shrine.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of that of the samurai warrior from the 14th century? Do you remember his name?
I can't remember his first name, but that was, I can't remember.
Oh, that's okay. I don't
Samurai Nita. That was Samurai Nita. That's why the shrine is named after him.
Beautiful. Well, he came to visit me yesterday.
I know. I listened to it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was having coffee with a couple, a friend of mine, and a husband and wife, and they both saw this beautiful purple and yellow light coming into me, and they saw the samurai warrior there, and he was giving me all this information and downloading. He was helping me out actually yesterday because I was with my work, so and to prepare for today's show. But anyway, I wanted to ask you about Hato, and how do these machines work exactly, Michi, from your experience?
From my experience, well, I don't really use Hato machine because I'm in the Immortal Peace Project.
Sure.
And the
sure.
people who are using Hato machine are different people in my office, but I know how it works. Using this machine, it detects what kind of vibration we have, where, what kind of problem, physical problems or mental problems we have, or sometimes it detects the problems from the past life and or even from our family problem. Probably Nir knows much better than that because he's using it. But it detects everything like that. And we can transmit the information to cancel all the negative information to higher the vibration and cancel all the negative vibration. And that's how it works. Right, Nia?
Beautiful.
Yes. Well, actually, I mean, for the people who are looking for some sort of scientific evidence and some sort of objective evidence, it basically, it detects subtle energy. And we all know that, you know, when our nerves fire and we have neurological activity in our nervous system, we give off electricity. There's, you know, it's electricity, and that can be detected in the form of energy.
Right.
So when we give off certain types of energy, that's subtle energy. It's not like electricity coming out of your wall.
Exactly. That's unseen energy.
It can still be detected, which is then can be converted or is actually a vibration. Right. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to share something very special with both of you, Michiko and Dr. Meir. And that's, I had Randy Kramer on my show, must have been 3 or 4 months. And actually, Randy will be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference giving a seminar.
Great.
On what he calls psionics. Now, psionics is a very interesting topic. It's how, and you'll love this, Michi and Dr. Meir, it's psionics is a science of how our thoughts can create reality.
I can really imagine that so easily because our thought is also everything is vibrating,
right?
And it's a subtle energy, and our thought is emitting this subtle energy also.
Absolutely.
So it creates the reality. It, you know,
it does. And he actually is part of the Secret Space Program, and I hope and I think that one day this will be shared with the rest of the world. But they have regular, I guess they apparently, they're trained in this as part of the Secret Space Program. It's called psionics. And he'll be giving a seminar Saturday evening at the conference from 7 to 9 p.m. So that'll be a very special thing. But that relates into exactly what the kind of work you do, Michi, and Meir, what the kind of work you do.
I was wondering Meir, you came to Tokyo to take this Hato school and became the international Hato instructor, and you studied how to use this Hato machine, and you're using it. And how do you feel? How do you use them? What kind of people do you use them?
Well, I've been trained as a conventional physician, but I also started to appreciate the importance of relaxation, meditation. And sensory deprivation, such as flotation therapy, as a viable modality to make people feel better, and as a result, decrease stress levels, which can be extrapolated into better health.
Right.
And I was online one day and I saw some of the stuff that late Dr. Emoto was doing, and I was just blown away because it just echoed what I felt. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when people are happy, they feel better. And when people mm-hmm. are sad or angry or upset in some way, they don't feel good. And that can be translated into poor health.
Exactly.
So, right. So once, you know, I was really looking at the different effects of positive and negative words on water and realized it had such a dramatic effect on the actual, the crystalline structure of that fourth phase that we were talking about, and how it can change things. And I was just so blown away that I started to look further, and as a result, found myself in Japan and found another family on the other side of the world.
Right.
And it just led, one thing led to another, and here I am using Hado. Now, I'd like to mention that I don't use the Hado machine to diagnose or treat people from a medical perspective. And basically, it's more of a exploratory interest for myself. Mm-hmm. In the realm of quantum medicine, uh-huh. Based on quantum theory and quantum physics. And there's this physicist named Dr. Amit Goswami, who has initiated, he's a theoretical quantum physicist, and he's initiated this whole realm of medicine, a whole realm of wellness, where he incorporates quantum physics or string theory, or the whole idea that, you know, the universe is a framework and it's based on vibration and energy, and actually integrating that with alternative and conventional medicine, which he does give scientific evidence that this indeed is the future, or this indeed is the missing link in our health or our wellness or our, you know, collective healing or wellness, mm-hmm, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so I've, you know, some people that I've worked with who are open to this type of thing, I've worked with them and noticed a lot of findings, specifically, you know, looking at their subtle energy and, you know, after a brief history, I, you know, get some information from the Hado system. Mm-hmm. And it does have an effect on their feelings after they get a treatment, or it does, you know, echo what they're feeling, which is interesting. So, I mean, I'm not really using it in a hardcore medical sense.
Uh-huh.
I'm just using it as sort of like maybe a supportive guide, if you want to call it that.
Nice.
Mir and Michiko, I want to share something very special with you, if you mm-hmm. don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
And yeah. This is something that Randy Kramer told me actually a couple months ago. And I don't remember, he may have told me this also last year off the record at James Gillian's Ranch. But I asked him, for example, up in the Secret Space Program, what do people do when they have cancer? I'm just curious. And he said, well, we don't use chemotherapy. He said that instead they have people lay on a vibrational table that corrects their vibration with the aid of a computer to the right vibration to get rid of anything, including cancer. And he says it's 100% effective.
I think basically the idea or concept is the same as Hado machine.
Yes.
Because we adjust the vibrational level of each person. And I think this Hado machine is a great machine to help people balance the vibration every day, because each day we go through a different things, experiences, I mean, emotionally or physically too. So when we balance it every day, then, I mean, we can avoid getting diseases. You know,
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. And Mir, I'd love your opinion on that too.
Yeah. Well, like I always say, you know, as a healer or a healthcare practitioner, I think it's our duty to approach disease or, you know, absence of health as, with as many avenues as possible, provided they're safe. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will say, hey, I feel great and I feel better, but I don't see the scientific evidence. And in those cases, the people who are looking for scientific evidence, I tell them, hey, it's a placebo effect. And essentially, mm-hmm. that's what we want. We want the placebo effect.
Right.
I mean, if we could cure people or heal people with just placebo, then we'd be all the better for it, right? Non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical methods of managing people. And so at the end of the day, you can explain it with a placebo effect, you know, mm-hmm. which is good enough for me and often good enough for patients as well. Mm-hmm. And who knows whether it's the actual HADO machine, or is it the patient's belief that something's working, or is it, you know, or is it the initiation of giving them that little bit of extra help to get them over the hump so that they take over afterwards?
You know, I think HADO machine is really, really helpful. It works so wonderfully because I know that Dr. Moto helped more than 10,000 people with this HADO machine called MRA, mm-hmm. magnetic resonance
analyzer.
Yeah. And also nowadays, my coworkers are healing all these patients with this these machines, but using water. I mean, they transmit the information to cancel all the negative information. What they find out what the cause was for the disease, but not only healing diseases, but this can help all the patients or people that believe that we are being healed by using this also. I mean, I think two things are really important. One, with the help of this real machine called HADO machine or real machine or real thing that can help you. And the other is the person who's being healed will believe that we're being healed. So these two, I mean, having the doubt, even though the machine is helping you or the medical doctor is helping you, but if you have the doubt or fear, you're blocking it. So those two things,
go ahead. Well, I mean, I guess for the people who are slowly getting into this alternative therapies or that kind of stuff and aren't sure where to start,
mm-hmm.
you can go to something as simple as meditation. Meditation has been used by Eastern cultures for thousands and thousands of years. And mm-hmm. those Eastern cultures have health, or they can, mm-hmm. you know, their health is different than that of people who don't do regular meditation. And it's, you know, there's a lot of hardcore scientific evidence that proves, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that meditation is extremely helpful for you know, preventing disease and managing disease. You know, there's some accounts of, you know, reversing cancer growth and
mm-hmm.
healing skin lesions and so on and so forth. So the more people, I guess, that's a good starting point to start to realize and understand that HADO is that same kind of thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it approaches the problem in the same way, because meditation is actually, it's vibration. You're improving and increasing, you know, your good vibrations. And
good vibration.
And essentially HADO is more of like, maybe you could say it's more objective than meditation is.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is it's like, it's not a lot of the times that, you know, these vibrations or this resonance that you get off of somebody after detecting it with the HADO machine or system, you can never recreate the same thing. You never get the same result.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you're looking for a hardcore study or hardcore scientific evidence, the study has to be scientifically sound, which means it has to be reproducible time and time again. So you'll never get those results.
No.
But,
you know,
but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's difficult to, it's like, you can't try and use the current level of limited knowledge or limited logic that we're using, you have to go to the next level in the form of a quantum logic. And we're only starting to just touch the surface of quantum physics and the application in health.
Right. When we think about reproducing the result as current scientists say, well, Dr. Emoto had the difficult time dealing yeah. with that too. But, you know, when we think about it at the quantum level, nothing is exactly the same. So you cannot really yeah. reproduce the same yeah. result.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys. I agree with you totally. But I was going
to
ask...
I just wanted to mention one thing. I've really been getting into the study of human fascia, or fascia of living beings. Mm-hmm. And fascia is a connective tissue, and I think it's been overlooked largely by a lot of, you know, healthcare workers, or not workers, but specifically, you know, people who work with, you know, body workers and stuff. They tend to understand what, you know, fascia is, but from a conventional point of view, it's been overlooked. Now, fascia is one of those things that it's kind of like the universe of the physical body, okay? Mm-hmm. It is the medium by which everything is connected to everything else. Mm-hmm. So there's a system and there's an organization, but when you look at it, it's absolute chaos. It looks at it, and so you have this whole idea of tensegrity. Tensegrity, which was initially coined by Buckminster Fuller, was this idea that it has compressive and resistive forces, and that allows it to move in time and space, right? And a lot of people have said that this tensegrity also can explain the fabric of the universe and how the universe works and acts, right? So we have this entire, and I think because it's so receptive to vibrations, mm-hmm. I think that is one of the key elements of how subtle energy or vibrations or that kind of stuff can work and can connect and change the local medium or the, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with it. I'm slowly kind of picking up these other little pieces of, I guess, trying to explain how to people who are trying to look for an explanation of how to work.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, one thing I wanted to ask Michi is that with the machine itself, if a person, for example, and I think this is an amazing thing you told me recently, Michi, is that mm-hmm. with these HADO machines, if someone, for example, is using it for like a bad purpose, it won't work, or the machine picks up the intention of the person, they have to be a pure intention. Could you explain that, please?
It has to be a pure good intention, because mm-hmm. The person who's using that machine affects the result. And because we are also water, mm-hmm. and the other person, and everything is more than 70% water here, whatever you are sending out will come back to you. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that the machine does not work, but it does not work correctly if you have the wrong intention.
That's fascinating. So actually, the machine can pick up on your emotions and intent.
It's right. And oh, wow. People, I know that people who are using this machine always says, well, sometimes I say, because I don't really use it, I say, well, this machine, and then they would say, well, this is really, looks like it's a machine, but it's not a machine, they say. It's mm-hmm. really, it almost seems like it has consciousness in it, but that's what we are doing. So we this machine, we treat this machine as if it was a being, you know.
Well, it seems like the way you talk, it seems like is it alive? Does it have consciousness?
It's not alive, but see, everything is vibrating. Even though the paper, a piece of paper or pencil or TV or a mug, everything is vibrating, and mm-hmm. this machine. HADO machine also, of course, is vibrating because it detects all the vibration from our body and everything, from wow. environment.
Well, when people ask for, you know, when I guess mm-hmm. a layperson or people aren't, you know, aware of the vibrations and where this vibration is coming from, just to give a basic, you know, everything, there's molecules, right? And you have electrons that move around the nucleus.
That's
so
right.
So those electrons are moving around the nucleus in a certain, you know, way, and mm-hmm. that is essentially a vibration.
Exactly.
And everything right. is space, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's matter that makes, you know, so that's how the vibration, that's how you can understand mm-hmm. the fact that an inanimate object also has a vibration.
Mm-hmm. I like that explanation. Yeah. it's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that very interesting that physicists have noticed here around the world is that often when they do an experiment with the electron microscope or they observe molecules on the electron level, they've observed, Michi and Dr. Meir, that we actually influence the test results through our intention and our own thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
which is amazing.
You know, as I said, you know, if we're emitting electricity and that electricity is interacting with something that has a certain resonance or vibration like paper, then directly we're affecting it, right?
Right, exactly.
As well as the heat that we're giving off. I think we're giving off heat in the, you know, so somebody said something very, very, very fascinating to me. He said, we're all beings of electrical energy, right? Subtle energy or energy, just, you know, electricity, you want to call it.
Right.
And who knows, maybe because this conversation that we're having is a whole bunch of an exchange of a whole bunch of energy. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know, in some senses are explosions. Mm-hmm. And so who knows, maybe somebody who sees Earth from far, far away mm-hmm. just sees Earth as a big ball of light because we're just a whole bunch of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're a whole bunch of explosions, right?
That's true.
Which makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, so
I agree. That's why each person is in a good vibration and is in a good mood, happy mood, and sending out love and gratitude. Just imagine if everybody is like that, and this whole world, whole Earth, will be in a happy love and gratitude vibration, and there won't be any disease.
That's true. There won't be any more. Absolutely.
And there won't be any fightings. There won't be any negativities.
We're definitely in an exciting time.
Right.
Yeah.
Exciting time in our history.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
all these really important, you know, things have been forgotten or ignored for the last, you know, maybe thousand years or 100 years or whatever you want to say, is now starting to be appreciated and incorporated in our day-to-day life.
Daily life. That's right.
And I think mm-hmm. one of the most important things that and we talked about this on my first hour actually with Robbie Holtz is that we're the co-creators with the supreme being of this planet, and that's why it's very important for us to keep ourselves very positive. And that's mm-hmm. that's one thing that's telltale about the Hado machines. I have to ask you, Michi, what mm-hmm. kinds of things that Dr. Emoto treat with the Hado machines? All kinds of things, or there's certain things?
At that time, back then, he was the doctor of alternative medicine. So mm-hmm. he was treating patients.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated patients with severe diseases like cancer
mm-hmm.
or having kidney problem or a mental problem. all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Also, well... No, I shouldn't say this. He did treat some of the patients were very well-known people in Japan, like politicians
mm-hmm.
or the actors, actresses, well-known athletes, and he just improved them or treated them, and if with the words of mouth, spread it. So he started to have more and more people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he used this machine and treated people.
Well, I have to tell you that when I was in Tokyo last month, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I came into the office and a big smile. I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name. Yeah.
Mr. Ohashi. Yeah.
That's right. And I called him Big Smile because he's always smiling. He has a big, beautiful smile.
That's why we call it IHM Smile.
Right. How funny. Well, the funny thing is that I sat down and I think Mitch, you got me a cup of coffee and you were all asking me how I was feeling. I said, well, I'm jet lagged. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And he understood that. So he brings the Hado machine and he programs this bottle of water and he says, please drink this. Mm-hmm. So I drank it. I felt fine after that. I didn't have any jet lag. I went to sleep at a normal hour. It was wonderful to be honest.
See, it really does help. Yeah. It helps. Like, you know, what we do in our office is that we make water for all coworkers all together to uplift our vibration so that the all our office runs better.
Oh, nice.
And it goes back. It runs better now. I mean, even better than before.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And this machine can help in many ways, not just healing people with a disease, but what you want to, like, if you're having like hair problem, you can treat with your the hair problem so that you won't have it, or you you can treat your pets, you can treat your plants.
Wow.
Everything, all kinds of things.
Oh, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Everything is vibration, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
This machine can help. I mean, it's not this machine, but all the Hado machines can help.
Oh, beautiful. That's mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Well, and Mir, how do you use it in Canada, where in your practice? Use it as a diagnostic tool to help people?
No, I don't use it as diagnostic. I use it more of a supportive thing. And I pick my audience. So obviously I'm not going to, you know, when I'm doing my regular clinical stuff, I'm not going to, I don't introduce it or talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have certain people who are open to this type of stuff, and I haven't really started charging for it. I just kind of am still exploring it. I'm still trying to, and you know, if somebody comes to me and I know that they're open to it, and they've been having some troubles at home or with work or whatnot, and they're not feeling so good,
right?
Then I'll do the basic, you know, the routine workup that I do, you mm-hmm. know, history and examination and whatnot. And and once I figure out, you know, what's going on with them, whether it be from, mental or physical problem, then if they're open to it, then I use the machine and I just see if there's any correlation or see if there's any agreement, just as a supportive thing.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Mir, you're using two machines, right? One is Hado MMXI.
I'm using the Astria and I'm using
Kazutama system. So you're using two machines, and one is for detecting and one is for making water.
Well, they both do the same thing. So
exactly.
The Astria, which initially comes from a research, I believe it's Russian research.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff uses entropy law, the law of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was explained to me was that when you detect subtle energy from somebody from the different areas, there is a normal and then there's an abnormal. The abnormal mm-hmm. can be anything, right? So if you're mm-hmm. looking for the color red,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The color orange and red can be sort of confused one another, right? So, so when you do the detection, and you're looking for, say, a certain part, well, a body part like the liver or something like that, and it's supposed to give off a normal vibration, any deviation from that normal is chaos. It's mm-hmm. not abnormal. So, and that has a trajectory. So that has a vector, right? So you can follow this vector into, you know, into time, and you can, based on how much chaos is in that vector and how much it's deviated from the normal, will tell you how bad things can get. It's not specifically going to tell you you're going to end up with this. It's just telling you that's abnormal. So it does this sort of entropy calculation and tells you, okay, well, it's abnormal. And so it's really good at detecting, but it's also good at resetting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the correcting resonances mm-hmm. and set that, put it back into what is considered normal.
Right.
So that's mm-hmm. one end of it. So that's really good at detecting, is really good at mm-hmm. collecting the data, because it's based on standardized clinical cases that have been collected, you know, over the last, how many, maybe 10, 20 plus years in patients in Europe.
Wow.
So that's yeah. one end of it.
And then the Kazutama system
is
that's
more
the one
of a,
that Yoshi is bringing yeah. In June, right?
Right. And that is more of a deeper, more, I guess, energy type,
right.
spiritual type of
if
component
I,
to the system.
Right,
that's
if I
based
may.
On the magic square.
Exactly,
right?
That's what I
the
wanted
Shinto
to say.
The magic square.
Exactly. Kazutama system that Yoshi will be bringing in June to your Galactic Wisdom Conference,
right.
Ted,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is, okay, that's, well, he made it. He discovered he made this machine, and that's made in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up all the Hado codes numbers mm-hmm. from the ones that Dr. Emoto used to use.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some study on that for many years.
Yeah.
And then
well.
discovered that those numbers, codes, were from the teachings of Shintoism mm-hmm. of all these thousands of years.
Wow.
And
yeah.
those numbers are based on magic square of numbers.
Yeah. So the magic square is a square,
mm-hmm.
and if you add up the horizontal horizontal numbers, and
mm-hmm.
you add up the vertical numbers and the diagonal numbers, they always equal the same number.
That's amazing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And if you extrapolate it and you sort of figure out the system of how you can make that square bigger and bigger and bigger, it turns into this entire fabric.
Mm. A universe.
And so what he did was he figured out, Yoshinochi figured out that if he superimposed geometry with supposed healing resonances, and he superimposed these geometries onto this fabric of numbers,
right.
he was mm-hmm. able to extract numbers that were giving you a positive sort of vibration or a better frequency.
Beautiful.
And so he has these formulas that he can, and I understand from what I gathered, what we were taught was that there's a lot of people who are sort of masters in meditation, and they meditate to the point where they come back with a sense of more maybe possible information or something, which helps them develop this further.
Right.
And maybe even corroborate it. I'm not sure, but.
There was a very, and I don't think there's anyone like it in the, Dr. Yoshi in the world, actually, who's done the same thing. Michi, are you familiar with anyone else who's done the same thing?
Well, I don't really know. I don't know okay. if there's anyone, but I know that he was the very first disciple of
mm-hmm.
Dr. Emoto Zen, mm-hmm. and he studied Hado or treating people using Hado machine in water. for many years. And then he created this machine called Kazutama system based on his Dr. Emoto's Hadakos and the teaching of the Shintoism. So I think this is really his original and no one else. I have never seen any machine like this. And it works so wonderfully. It's an amazing machine.
Well,
I think we're on the verge of the amalgamation or the agreement between science and religion or science and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're there.
Well,
we're there.
You and know? I think this is why going to the Galactic Wisdom Conference, for those who don't know, Professor Jerry Pollack, a wonderful man from the university, he and his wife, wonderful family.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Pollack will be there giving a keynote speech on Saturday morning, June 11th, and I strongly urge you to please attend if you're listening and can come to the conference. He's an incredibly interesting science because he breaks out of the third dimensional box, so to speak, and goes into the other dimensions. I mean, he says there's a fourth phase of water, which has memory. And go ahead, Mitchie. I love you.
He is an amazing. He is the when it comes to this research on water, he is the leading top scientist in the world.
In the world, right?
In the world, and he discovered with his team at the University of Washington that there is a fourth phase of water. It's not just in between
when frozen water goes from a solid state to a liquid state.
Exactly.
So water has, as we know, it has three phases. It has the solid state, the liquid state, and the gaseous state, all in order.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's discovered that you can see the actual crystalline structure of water. Not the chemical crystalline structure, but the physical crystalline structure. When you move from solid to liquid, it's the phase between solid and liquid, where it's becoming liquid, where you can briefly see the physical crystalline structure of the water, where the information is stored, and you can actually see the information.
Yeah, that's why he says it's very much possible that the water is, it has the memory in that fourth stage of water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I always try to explain or I always try to compare this to, you know, maybe 50 years ago, if somebody told you, we're going to take silicone and we're going to encode silicone with information. And we're going to put that silicone into your computers, and it's going to run your computers. Most people would have thought that that is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
That's essentially how our computers are run. They run through silicone.
Silicone
has a crystal state. And that's why the crystalline structure can absorb the information. So water, before we knew that of this fourth phase, it's got its own crystalline structure if you only pay attention to that fourth phase and you find it.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I consider water, obviously water is, I think, the presence of God or the great spirit on Earth, because it's not from Earth. It leaves its source. It comes back to its source. It can heal. It can destroy. So I think,
it can do everything.
That's
right. I think it has much, much greater capacity to absorb and hold information.
It was so interesting. One day, Dr. Emoto said that water is God. And he said, you know why? He said, it's everywhere. Without water, nothing can exist on this earth. And also, when we think about water, water in the river or water in the pond everywhere, when it gets very cold, it becomes ice on the top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Under below, it's liquid. Do you know why? So that the fish and beings can stay alive
in
water.
Beautiful.
When it's when it's ice, people, the beings in the water cannot stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can explain when, why solid ice can is floating. It's lighter than water, liquid water. Usually when it's solid, it's heavier.
Right.
Goes down.
Right.
So all these things, no one really knows why. But water, that's why he said water is a god.
That's
toward the end.
That's amazing. I have to tell you, of course, I've been in contact with the Galactic Alliance for the last couple of years now through my friendship with Scott Lemriel. And they've told me in the future that computers will be partially organic. And they could be using a water-based system as well for their computing functions.
Wow.
It'll go into the other dimensions. And when you mentioned before that the Hado machine acts like it has a consciousness and acts like it's alive, it's really the Katsuzama system that you'll be demonstrating at the Galactic Wisdom Conference literally is so far ahead of its time.
I think it's more than in the future. What I think is it will be the device where that can help people preventing from diseases.
That's true. It will.
I that's what I think.
Yeah.
Rather than treating people.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Robbie Holtz mentioned during my first hour was that there's like several components of a disease. And one of the things she said was an emotional component.
That's
where the Hado machine works, in that it determines the emotional components of a disease going back to past lives, perhaps. That's the amazing thing that I noticed about the machines.
It's an amazing machine.
Mm-hmm. It is. And for those of you, I'll say this again, interested in seeing the machines demonstrated, they will be, we've got room for up to 10 people on Sunday.
Sunday?
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday? Well, okay.
Or sometime during the conference. Let's say Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll keep it open.
Okay.
Sometime during the conference, up to 10 people who'd like to be treated with the Hado. It's $200 each.
And Yoshi will be bringing water from Japan and to use it for those people with the machine. He's going to transmit information to cancel or balance the vibration to help people with that machine. So.
And if you can come to Olympia for this conference, I urge you to do so. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you can't come that weekend, you're always I guess they're always welcome to. They can come to Tokyo. It's a bit of a flight, but they can come to Tokyo.
Go to Toronto. Dr. Mears.
That's right. See Dr. Mears.
I'm here.
Dr. Mears, I was going to say, and I want to give out your information too. Dr. Mears, how do people reach you? Other than maybe perhaps telepathically, is there an email or a website you'd like to give out?
So they can use contact at Regenera, Regenera.
Okay. Okay.
And just send me an email.
Okay.
And tell me what your interest is and.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be happy to connect.
Okay, wonderful. Well, with you, Mir, in Toronto, and Michi in Tokyo, you've covered the world and Michi, you do other things too. I mean, you work with the children's books and of course the other things. Could you talk a little bit about that? We've got a little time left, and also to give out your website and contact information.
Sure, thank you so much. Well, Dr. Emoto's life's work was to distribute the children's book of The Message from Water.
Right.
That is from his discovery about water, that water has memory. Mm-hmm. But it's for children to learn what the truth of water is, that, and also how beautiful love and gratitude can do to us and to the whole planet Earth and the universe also.
Beautiful.
And Yeah, through water crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he said that if he gives this out, if the 10% of the whole population of the earth learns about this message from water, then it will, the whole earth will change into a better, happier, and peaceful place.
That's
and so
beautiful.
He said, yeah, that was in 2005 mm-hmm. when he announced it. And at that time, he said he would give this children's book to 650 million children all around the world. And beautiful. That's what I've been trying to do, continue to do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
now, you came on, you and Dr. Yoshi came on my Out of This World television show about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be posting those and announcing those links. It's on. It'll be on YouTube and Vimeo. Just under Out of This World, if you look under Out of This World or under my name, Ted Mahr, M-A-H-R, you'll be able to see those links. They're not there yet, but they should be there by next week. And I will be announcing those links on my website a week from today. Anyway, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I just want to thank you both so much for coming on today. And Mir and Michi, I each want to give you a couple of minutes to say whatever you like to wrap up your wonderful interview today. Mir, why don't you go ahead, go first.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on.
I just want to say that, you know, we're all exploring, and I think, if you do it with good intentions, you can never go wrong. The idea is we all, if you take the path of healing and take the path of improvement of our humanity, then whatever path you take, it'll hopefully have your good intentions behind it. Then we'll all come to that goal.
Right.
So, you know, and I wish everybody, you know, love and happiness, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed being on your show and reconnecting with you.
Wonderful, wonderful, Mir. Well, I so enjoyed meeting you at the Hado School in May of last year, and I'm so happy that you're incorporating Hado principles into your work. You're a good doctor, and I'm so glad that you're there for people.
Oh. People who
I can
are...
only do my part. I guess if everybody did their part to make this a better world, then we wouldn't have problems.
That's true. That's true. And your again, your contact is email is contact@regenera, R-E-G.
R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A.ca.
.ca. Okay, and Mitchie, you got the rest of the floor. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Wow, thank you so much, Ted. It's always so nice to be here on your show. And
my pleasure.
Thank you so much for trying to help Fukushima and children in Fukushima and people in Japan and just the people in Kyushu, Kumamoto and Oita area that where they had this earthquake, huge, massive earthquakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think there is always reasons why that happened. You know,
right?
And it's about time that human beings, not just us, but everyone, needs to be aware of why things are happening. It's a reality that we're creating,
right?
And when we are in a good, pure, good thought and happiness, and sending out the very kind, energy and being in harmony with nature, then when the entire water in our body and in this earth is in harmony, then the water inside people will be in harmony too.
That's true.
And that means everything will be settled nicely in the world, and there won't be any disaster like this. Because I think, to me, the reason why disasters are happening, of course, there are scientific or the reason why the study of those earthquakes. But still, from spiritual side, I think the negative energy is exploding. So,
well, you're helping to turn that around, Mitchie.
Right. In love and gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitchie. Thank you, Dr. Meir. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you next week from Finland.